Logistics relationship with procurement. The logistics function needs to develop a productive relationship with the procurement function. Logistics and procurement work together during both supplier selection and ongoing operations. For example, the functions can work to find the optimum number of suppliers for a given item, perhaps including others such as manufacturing professionals. Procurement professionals will have a close relationship with suppliers and will be able to provide information on who is easiest to work with and who has available capacity for increased order sizes. Logistics professionals can provide input in estimating transportation and inventory carrying costs and so on. Transportation costs will vary depending on whether full or partial shipments are needed, so logistics professionals may need to calculate what the minimum order size would be to qualify for a TL or CL discount. When full loads are not possible due to other considerations, logistics professionals can calculate the cost of intermediaries who could combine shipments with other organizations' goods. During normal operations, logistics would then implement the best methods of shipment consolidation. To help coordinate these roles, a cross-departmental RACI chart, responsible, accountable, consult, and inform, can help clarify which roles are the responsibility of logistics and which are the responsibility of procurement. This can help avoid duplication of effort or no one taking responsibility for a process. Procurement flows naturally from the planning and control functions discussed elsewhere. NRP and/or DRP generate and release orders with standard lead times built in, so that if the materials are purchased right away, they will normally arrive just in time for when they are needed. The materials and services being procured are a large percentage of many organizations' total costs, so they have traditionally been subject to multiple rounds of cost-cutting. Selection of the lowest price bidder has been common. This may still occur with commodities, but many other materials are ordered with higher priority placed on reliability, quality, and the stability of long-term supply partnerships. To accomplish this plus cost control, organizations set holistic objectives for procurement, such as ensuring that procurement effectively supports organizational objectives in the form of a steady and reliable flow of goods and services while still seeking out ways to become more and more efficient. Another common objective is that procurement work with internal business functions as if they were customers that need to be kept satisfied and kept in the communication loop. Procurement also needs to be proactive, managing the supply base to ensure that suppliers are meeting performance metrics and ethical goals, and that the total number of suppliers is appropriate for the given requirements. Finally, procurement involves building relationships with key suppliers, working to solve common problems, and participate in designs rather than treating them as adversaries or failing to communicate with them.